Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
We cannot thank you enough, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Day by day, night by night, minute by minute, second by second, we're aware of your loving kindness, your goodness, and the incredible mercy of God, the love of God, the fact that, Lord, you wanted to walk with man. You did so in the Garden of Eden. You did so in the midst of the camp of Israel. You're still doing so in this minute. You are wanting that love relationship with you in every possible way. And we want to walk with God this year. We want to walk with God this year like no other year. We pray that you help us. And now let the word of revelation be released to your people. In Jesus Christ's name. All God's people said, amen. Amen. Now you might wonder what on earth is here. Let me first define it and then we'll start the story. This here is actually a lampstand. It's a lampstand. And we'll have some pictures later on, but for the now, I'll just show you. This is little pomegranates, and they're from the Hanukkah, which we were in Jerusalem, not only literally just very few weeks ago in Jerusalem, and we went at the Temple Institute. We got this candlestick or lampstand in which comes the candlesticks, and on the bigger ones, they've got the wicks and olive oil that burn, and they light one lamp per day. Now, I'm not going to go off the track. I want you to be with me on the track. I have a road to walk with you to make you understand a few things that came to pass. I have come to the firm conclusion that absolutely nothing, sometimes wittingly, sometimes non-wittingly, unwittingly, that I would just, things would happen to me, and afterwards, God would connect the dots and I would say, okay, I see this had to happen so that I would get the revelation. Things had happened in Jerusalem that I could not think, why is it that we are doing this, that, and the other? I'll explain. So first and foremost, we are in the Daniel fast. And by the way, the word Hanukkah, which is now past tense in terms of in Israel, means the feast of dedication. It means to dedicate or to be dedicated. And it is also the feast of lights. And more than that, we'll get to it. I'm starting on a series on the return of the glory of God. Something very sad had happened in Israel where God said and spoke, maybe you want to throw that particular graphic, is it on the back there? Yeah, it is there on the back. This graphic here on the back, where God says in his word, makes a statement, and he says in Jeremiah chapter number 7, and I'll read it to you, and he said these words. He says, but now go to my place which was at Shiloh. We say Shiloh, but really at Shiloh. Where I set my name at first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. So God says, go to my place called Shiloh, where I set my name at first, and here you have a satellite view of the mountains surrounding Shiloh. And if you look to the left of it, you'll just see over here where my finger is pointing. There is, unfortunately, you would not be able to see it because I haven't got a pointer here. But just to the left of it is the actual Shiloh or Shiloh. Shiloh, Jerusalem, Shiloh, Shalom. It's all the same root. It has to do with a person of peace in this place. And the first place where the Ark of the Covenant was planted in the Holy Land, and God led them there. So there was a catastrophic situation that happened with the sons of Eli, the high priest, and his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, I spoke about that at the New Year's Eve thing service. And I briefly raced through it. But I want to take time because we are now in the Daniel fast and we're going to the Holy Spirit Fire Conference starting next week. So, dear friends, it was very important to get the grip of what it's all about and then lay down a foundation and move forward from there. So here in the mountains, right next to Shiloh or Shiloh, you find written, it's a circle on it, and I think it's on the side screens. It should be on the side screens also. Just put the side screens on and leave it on the picture for now, please. Okay. I don't want to stop, but it should be on the side screens. Otherwise, those people can't see it, please. The graphics on that side. Where they're on. Okay. Now, point is that here in the mountain, God had written in the mountains his name, Yod Chei Vav Chei, which is the name of the Almighty God in Hebrew. YHWH. There it is. You see it. I had a talk to a guy in Jerusalem called Moshe after being very inspired about what I saw at Shiloh or Shiloh. Got back to Jerusalem and the following morning sat down with Moshe and he actually took out a scroll, which I have at home, which has got the name of God written on the mountains. God literally shaped those mountains to accommodate the spelling of his name. Now, if you're Jewish, you read it, and when he showed me the picture, I read it straight away. I could read it just like that. And I was just completely stunned. God said, go to Shiloh, and that's the place where I set my name there. And then he takes the tabernacle there. It becomes the birthplace of the prophets and the kings also. From there, King David would be anointed with the olive oil from Shiloh. Now, having said that, I want to cross over immediately without wasting repetitious time to the church. Now, I have what I've just typed here, a few sad reflections of the 2,000-year-old church. Sad reflections of the 2,000-year-old, 2,000 years old church. Taking the Word of God, this book, and reading the life and times of the apostles, particularly referring to the book of Acts, you get a clear picture of what the church was like, how the church was flowing, what happened in the church, and how the church just defied all the odds and kept on multiplying, and God kept on supplying and preserving and protecting them. It is an amazing thing how they managed to multiply until finally they were all over the known world. The work of the apostles, and particularly that of the apostle Paul, was of course something which stands as a pillar above the waters. Now, it is none of my business, and it is not my business, because I'm not a critic, neither am I a judge. Because the Bible says, therefore you are without excuse, O man. Romans chapter 2, verse 1. Who judges another. And then the Bible goes on to say, because the same thing that you accuse others of, you're guilty of also. And if you read Romans chapter 2, you'll find out about that. So it's more a reflection, but it's not a criticism. There are many self-appointed critics. I say self-appointed critics. They are fruitless critics that are out there in the body of Christ. Normally, they have no ministry running of any note, but they've got much to say about other people. That's not my intention. If I look at the early church, then I see 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. I read on. Romans 15, 18 to 19. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me, in word and deed, to make the Gentiles obedient, in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and around about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Mighty signs, wonders, power of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 4 to 5. We're talking about the return of the glory of God. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Notice those last words. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God, which is the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, 1 Thessalonians 1, 5, did not come to you in word only. Over 2,000 years, my observation is, sadly, that the church has become very much a church of one sermon after another sermon, yet not the manifestation of the power that you read about in the New Testament. Can you say amen to that? You get preacher after preacher after preacher with yet a sermon after sermon after sermon. Whoever they are, I'm not the judge of them, but I'm just saying there's this syndrome. There is this culture of somebody walking up with a wiser word than the previous one, promoting himself instead of Christ, going on from there, and all of these sermons, but you do not see the power of God in manifestation. Then you do see the power of God. You do see some people with some dark motives and doing things on television that should not be done on television. Maud actually remarked about that in the week. Casting out demons over television, which if an ignorant person comes in wouldn't know what on earth is going on. It is not right for that situation. The church was structured to contain the glory of God. The church was never structured for men and women, from myself to anybody, to just come and, let's say, study at university so many years and other colleges so many years, and now I'm what I am. Like I said, I'm an academic. I shouldn't even be saying that because it means nothing. It really means nothing. Whatever degree really means nothing. Intellectual capacity really means nothing. What means everything is that God is present in the church. That the Holy Spirit is confirming this book that we're preaching from. You have all these people by the thousands doing so. So with that little sad note, God spoke and he said, go back to Shiloh, which is what we did. Little did we know that this year would start with a number 9. Let me say this to you. This is 2019. This is the Hanukkah candlestick or lampstand or one of them, because they come in many forms. But if you count, you have 8 small ones and 1 big one, which always stands for the Spirit of God that feeds the rest. So you have this candlestick. So maybe they can put the candlestick at the back. There it is. There it is. I took a picture, and there you see a nice, very valuable ornament. We went to the Jerusalem Institute directly after speaking to our friend Moshe, the Jew, out at the Jewish quarter, and then Maud saw this, and she says, I want to get this, bring it back to South Africa. Didn't really make any much sense to me, except that Hanukkah is the Hebrew word, by the way, before I forget. Hanukkah means dedication. How many of you are in a Daniel fast with dedicating your life at the moment? Oh, we're getting close to it now. So it is the feast of dedication. But it's got more names. We'll get to it. So if we just take that. Also, it's known as the festival of lights, because this lampstand was lit up, and a bigger one has got olive oil with wicks inside, and they light only one lamp per day over a period of 8 days. And of course, the main lamp would burn all the way through. And here you have this very beautiful lampstand made of pomegranates. Still, I want to give you a little bit of information before I move on. Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Lights, in Hebrew means consecration. Let me put that in Afrikaans, toewyding. We are in a time of toewyding. Dedication, same thing. After the Maccabean rededication of the Temple of God, the victorious Judas Maccabeus ordered, after his victory in recapturing the Temple Mount and the Temple, ordered lavish yearly 8-day festivities after the rededication of the Temple in Jerusalem that had been profaned by Antiochus Epiphanes, a Grecian general that was out there and did slaughter pigs on the Temple Mount and in the Temple. He completely desecrated it. They came back and they found the lampstand, and they found one tiny little vase of oil, enough only to light one lamp. They had a crisis. Are we going to wait till we can light all 8? Or are we going to just light it and run and make some oil, which would take about 8 days? Well, as long as that took, for each of these days, they were busy feverishly preparing a lampstand that would be able to accommodate. So when they got back, it was a total of 8 days later that they arrived, and the little vessel, tiny vessel with oil for 1 day, managed with the help of God to burn for 8 days. Hence the Feast of Dedication, also known as the Feast of Lights. But we go on. In the Holy Land, we're in a Daniel fast. In the Holy Land, there are 7 species of sacred fruit and vegetables. These 7 species of fruit and vegetables are the following: wheat, barley, grape, fig, pomegranates, oil from the olive oil tree, olives, dates, which I found very interesting indeed, because they take dates and they have a process, they even have the recipes for it, and out of dates they make honey. They've actually got a process and a recipe for it. They mix it and they take it to pulp, and then they boil it at a certain temperature, and after, then they put it through sieves. They make honey from dates. This is a land of milk and honey. Each of these fruits have got huge significance as prophetic symbols. But the one that captured my attention was this particular feast with 8 plus 1, 9, for we are in the year 2019. I've been so touched by the positivity of Christians in general that came to me wherever I was and felt so good about 2019. And I thought they actually have reason because they're on the right side with God. You have reason to be full of joy. Give the Lord a praise offering, everybody, right now. Amen. What captured my attention was the fact that pomegranates and the number 9 go together. King Solomon equaled the beauty of a pomegranate. Here's one, here's another one. Equaled the beauty of a pomegranate. Let me just get that. Yeah. The beauty of a woman in the Song of Solomon's. He said these words. He said, your temples, Yovanga, behind your veil are like a piece of pomegranate, describing the beauty of this woman that he wrote about in the book of the Song of Solomon 8 verse, no wait a minute, 4 verse 3, Song of Solomon 4 verse 3. So what I found about the pomegranate is it has actually got gold color, it's got very red color. And you know, women, I'm not really into that tune, but women do all sorts of things to their faces to make it look beautiful. And then they look beautiful. And they're obviously beautiful. So, and King Solomon said, well, you know, it's like a piece of pomegranate and all the beauty that's associated with it. It is traditional, listen to this, to consume pomegranates on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year that's about September, sometimes more towards October, but it's more September by and large, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah in Hebrew means Rosh Hashanah, means the head of the year. In other words, it's the new year. So what would the Jews do when the new year begins? They would get some pomegranates. Now, by the way, the new year has just begun, didn't it now? I said, didn't it now? Are you in a new year now? Is this called 2019 and then 9 pomegranates there? Now, what do the Jews do? On Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the year, it was also known as the Feast of Blasts because of the blasting of the trumpets and the horns, and it's also known as the Feast of Shouts, the shouts of joy. The first thing they would get is they would get some pomegranates, and then they would eat pomegranates because this is the symbol of fruitfulness. This is the symbol of joy. On the top of it, this one you can see nicely, you can actually see it on the cups. It has a little crown. See? It is a type of something which Christ fulfilled. Okay? Why? Now take me to the next picture. Let's take a closer look at the pomegranates of Israel. Now I have a friend called Yanni Duplessis that for the strangest and rarest of reasons, only Yanni will know, said to us in Jerusalem only a few weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago now, he said, let's go to the Jewish market. No kan jy nou meer. A vegetable and fish market and whatever market, the Jewish people have their own market in Jerusalem, up towards Ben Yehuda, up that way. So here we go to the Jewish market. I thought, now what am I going to do in the Jewish market? It's just going to be fruit and vegetable and fish. You know, who wants to go to the Jewish market when you got all of Jerusalem around you and everything else? We walked there. The first thing that hit me was the size of these pomegranates. They are the size of a baby's head. They are massive. I've never seen pomegranates as massive as these. Furthermore, inside, it is said, so the Jews believe, that there are 613 little fruits inside the fruit. There are precisely 613 laws of Moses. So, it's all inside the fruit. And so therefore, being inside the fruit, let's go to the next one there. Take the next picture. There you see the size. Here you have Maud's hand next to it. You see her hand and you see the size of that pomegranate. I mean, it's just huge. Just huge. So comes Rosh Hashanah, comes the new year. The Jews are all off and everybody is getting hold of a pomegranate, pomegranate juice, pomegranate fruit. They're all walking around because it symbolizes fruitfulness. It symbolizes blessing. But now here's the score. It's all in a fruit with a crown on top. Now, in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 17, Jesus said, "Do not think I've come to destroy the law, but to fulfill." So Jesus didn't come to do away with the law, but he came to fulfill it. He fulfilled the law for you and for me. So in Christ, the demands of justice for you are all met. Are you all with me now? So there is a crown on top of the pomegranate, and there's 613 laws, and it's all in this little fruit which grows. Just before we left for Israel, they were doing some changes here to the parking and whatever on the side of the building, and I spoke to Erica and I said, you know, there's some stuff that's like overgrown. You need to get rid of this. But leave the pomegranate tree. There's a pomegranate tree just as you go out here now. I said, leave the pomegranate tree. Now, it must have been that in the back of my head, I knew it was one of the seven sacred fruits of Israel. But I just said, leave the pomegranate tree. Now, I'm used to small pomegranates. These are small pomegranates. Those are pomegranates of Israel. I know, and even go further, but the bananas, the same story. The span speck, I don't know what that is in English, same story. I stood with my mouth open to see the size of the fruit of Israel. And the grapes, same story. I stood there, I actually took a picture, but the pomegranates really caught my attention. I didn't know why. I didn't even know why, what I was doing in the Jewish market. I mean, I could be walking around in the city of Jerusalem, inside Jerusalem. I mean, I could be going to places, archaeological places. Yeah, I'm standing in the market. Fruit and vegetables, pomegranate. Come out from there, we go to the temple, and Maud, the Jerusalem Temple Institute, had bought the Hanukkah lampstand with 9 points to it, 8 plus 1 in 2019, which tells me something very important. 9 is the number of the fruit of the Spirit. 9 is the number of the gifts of the Spirit. Anybody still out there? Do you see this? Let's go back to the next, the previous one. One like one of these. There's two of these. Take another one of these. They got them all. Oh, there's the one. Yeah, there you are. So 9 is the number of both the fruit and the gifts of the Spirit. So what is God saying to you in 2019? That he wants to fill you. He wants to walk with you to start off with. God loves you to start off with. He sent Jesus just for you to start off with. He always wanted to be in your life just right there. He loves you so much that he paid, notice the color of the pomegranates here on the Hanukkah candle. He wants you to be dedicated so that Matthew 5 verse 16, that you may let your light shine so before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. He wants you to become a light to the world. He wants you to know that as you have 9 ornaments on this lampstand, he has the 9-fold fruit and gifts of the Holy Spirit available to you this year, which definitely brings in the mind of Christ, which definitely brings in the blessing of God, which definitely brings in the glory of God in your life. If you walk with God, Christ has fulfilled all of this for you. Give the Lord a praise offering, everybody. Pomegranates are highly symbolic in Jewish tradition, most often associated with fertility and good deeds, multiplication. Now, consider using them in your Rosh Hashanah. That's your new year. For us, this is the new year. They were meals with a positive Hebrew prophetic significance called a segula. Segula literally means a remedy for your life with protection involved. Christ is your remedy. Christ is your protection. He is the one who fulfills your segula. Now you can go and you can go and listen just to a little sermon, but you can also know that you hear a Little Falls No Compromise Christian Center and 9 spells to me goodness for you. 9 spells to me a gift of God for you. 9 says to me, we're in for a good year with the Lord. 9 says to me, an outstanding, there's going to be light. Let your light shine. How bright will you allow that light to shine? That is the question. Let me finish this. It means your remedy, your protection. That's Christ. The partaking of this fruit during the segula, during this period in which we are now, our Daniel fast at the beginning of this year, or our Rosh Hashanah, our head of the year, which is January. And now with the Daniel fast and the dedication and all of this that I've told you this morning, you put 2 and 2 together, just connect up the dots and you'll see that the partaking of this, they believe, Jews in practice, from Jewish sources that I'm reading this, that this action will lead to a change in one's fortune, one's destiny, and also the outcome of the rest of the year and your life. So, dear friends, I'm not going to go further because I can go on tonight now. I feel I've covered what I wanted to cover, and that's good enough for now. What I'm saying to you this morning is God is giving you a fresh opportunity of rededication of your life. Christ has fulfilled the pomegranate. He has fulfilled, how do I say the pomegranate? Those 613 laws are done in Christ. And we are in Christ. How many of you are in Christ this morning? Now, here we have 9/2019. What's it about? The Feast of Lights. The feast, light and glory goes together. The Feast of Lights. And my dear friend, as I close this session, I wish you a well-lit, light life, 2019. May this be to you a time of dedication, devotion, knowing that in here, Christ has fulfilled it all for you. It's part of your heritage. Christ is our fulfillment of all the demands of justice. So if you come to Christ and you are dedicated, know this, you will experience the beginning of the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit manifested. And that I summarize the 9 fruits like this. One word, Christ-likeness. Christ-likeness. 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit that gives you the power of God to do things for God wherever you go. We cannot do without these things. So I wish you, therefore, in my conclusion this morning, I wish you all a God-blessed 2019. Can you say amen? Let's stand, give the Lord a praise offering. Amen. Amen. It is amazing, Lord, it is amazing. We don't even know why we're going to a market and there we see the pomegranate. We don't even know why we go to the Jerusalem Institute and there we see the Hanukkah lamp. And it's 9 lights that it can emanate. And Father, we go around, these things just fall into place like that. And then when you get to the end of it, you look back and suddenly the story is clear. God is saying to us, this is the year that he wants to manifest his presence in your life. This is the year that he wants to bring out of your life and through your life, Christ-likeness. This is the year that he wants to return the glory of the Most High God in full manifestation through you. This is the year of joy, of light, to be able to see where you're going. This is the year of a mighty shout and the blast of the trumpet. Shouts of joy, 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 and more joy. This is the year that the Lord has a special gift for your life. If you can take it, if you can take it and receive it, if you can receive it by faith, yes, by faith, give the Lord a praise offering right now. Hallelujah. 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 The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you, be gracious to you, grant you eternal salvation and peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And all God's people said,
for more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.